I saw a fun idea on Facebook recently, an advent calendar of books. The idea is to wrap 24 books, one book for every day leading up to Christmas. A book countdown to Christmas. While you could do this for any age, here are 24 picture book ideas. Book 1 Red and Green and Blue and White by Lee Wind and Paul Ozelinksy, Raincoast Books, www.raincoast.com, it's the holiday season. Isaac is helping his family decorate their window for Hanukkah, while Teresa and her family are trimming their tree. Isaac and Teresa both like to play in the snow and count down to the holidays. One night, someone throws a rock through the window of Isaac's family home, dimming the lights of the menorah. In support of her friend, Teresa draws a menorah and places it in her window. Soon, their entire town rallies in support of Isaac and his family, mixing blue and white with red and green. This is such a beautiful story, inspired by true events. Book 2 Oscar and the Eight Blessings, Raincoast Book, www.raincoast.com. After the night of broken glass on November 9, 1938, Oscar's family puts him on a ship to America. He doesn't have anything except an address and a photo of his Aunt Esther, whom he didn't know. Oscar arrives in America on the seventh day of Hanukkah, which was also Christmas Eve. Alone and afraid, he walks throughout Manhattan looking for his aunt. Along the way he sees the city during the holidays and receives small blessings along the way. While a terribly sad story, it also offers feelings of hope and happiness. In times of darkness, there is often light. This book is by Richard Simon and Tanya Simon. Book 3 Oh, What a Busy Day. Oh, What a Busy Day, by Gio Fujikawa and is one of my all-time favorite picture books. As a kid, I would take it out every time we went to our public library. Eventually I bought my own copy, and I have gifted it a number of times. The book begins as the sun rises and kids greeting each other from their bedroom windows. Each double-page spread is a new idea of how these children are spending their day. There is a mix of poems and stories, nursery rhymes and expressions. There is lots to look at and discover on its pages. I loved the interaction with the book and how no matter how often you read it, there was always something new to discover. Note, this isn't a book you can read in one sitting. Day 4 Bedtime Math, Raincoast Books, www.raincoast.com. While not a typical picture book, Bedtime Math by Laura Overdeck and Jim Palo provide information in story form, ice cream in space or how Play-Doh was created. Each story is then followed by four math questions, for wee ones, little kids, big kids and a bonus question. Each question is math-related and the answers are provided at the bottom of the page. For example, for the astronauts, the wee one question asked, if you're counting up your astronaut ice cream ingredients, coconut fat, sugar, milk fat and chocolate, what numbers do you say? My son has always loved math and he loved this book. We read a page a night and because he had a math brain, was often able to answer all the questions for all the ages. The illustrations are fun, too. Day 5 The Library Bus, Pajama Press, https://pajamapress.ca/, author Bahram Rahman said he was inspired to write The Library Bus by the children he met during visits to refugee camps and orphanages in Kabul. In this book, Parai is a young girl who is riding the library bus with her mother who goes to villages and refugee camps bring books, supplies and story time to the children who may not be able to access these things without her. Parai is lucky as she will be able to go to school when she is old enough, but many of the children they meet will only see her mama and the library bus. Education, Parai is reminded, means freedom. Such a great book to show children the power of education and books. Day 6 Wolf Boy, Raincoast Books, www.raincoast.com, Wolf Boy by Andy Harkness offers the right amount of creepy and suspenseful. Wolf Boy is hungry and he wants the rabbits to come out immediately. When they ignore his call, he stomps across forests, getting more huffy and drooly, until he finds them. I love the illustrations created in plasticine and the fact the reader can see a rabbit on every page. Day 7 Hannah Hashimoto, 6th Violin, Kids Can Press, www.kidscanpress.com. One day, Hannah tells her family she is going to play the violin at the upcoming school talent show. Her brothers nearly fall out of the tree laughing, but Hannah doesn't care. Inspired by Oji-chan, her grandfather who was a professional violinist, Hana practices and practices until the day of the show. Will her nerves get the best of her? Illustrated by one of my favorite people, Chin Lang, Hana Hashimoto, Sixth Violin by Chieri Uagaki is a wonderful book about a determined girl and her love of her grandfather. Day 8 Nerdy Birdie, Raincoast Books, www.raincoast.com. Nerdy Birdie loves reading and video games and he is allergic to birdseed. The other birds, the robin, cardinal, and eagle, don't have time for Nerdy Bird who is lonely. But one day, Nerdy Birdie meets a flock of other nerdy birds who are different just like him and suggest there is always room for one more. But when a new bird moved into the neighborhood who is even more different than the rest of them, Nerdy Birdie's friends wonder if there is room for that bird. I love this book. It's funny, particularly the comments from the cool birds, and it has a great moral. Nerdy Birdie is by Aaron Reynolds and Matt Davies. Day 9 Rude Cakes, Raincoast Books, www.raincoast.com, Rude Cakes by Robot Watkins and is another great book. Rude cakes are just rude. They never say please or thank you and sometimes take things that don't belong to them. But one day, it gets its just desserts in an exceptionally funny way. I love everything about this book. The lesson, the dialogue, and the illustrations. This was a well-read book at our house, and I never stopped laughing. Day 10 The Uncorker of Ocean Bottles, Penguin Random House, https://www.penguinrandomhouse.ca/. The Uncorker of Ocean Bottles has one important job, to open any bottle found at sea and deliver it. The man loves his job, but wishes, just once, that a message would be for him. One day, he finds a message with no name attached and he makes it his mission to deliver it. I just love this book. When I could choose a bedtime story, it was often this one. It had all the right emotions and the best ending. The Uncorker of Ocean Bottles is by Michelle Cuevas and Easted. Day 11 You Can Do It, Sam Another Favorite, You Can Do It, Sam by Amy Hest and Anita Jerram, inspired my son and I to copy Sam, a little bear who helped his mom make and deliver 12 cakes to his friends on Plum Street, all by himself, while his neighbors were sleeping. My son and I often did the same, dropping cookies off at neighbors, but usually when they woke up otherwise, I suspect, the four-legged critters would have gotten them first. The book has an amazing flow, a great story and wonderful illustrations. It's another one we never tired of reading. Day 12 Out of the Woods, Raincoast Books, www.raincoast.com. Farrar Straus Giroux, www.mckids.com. Out of the Woods by Rebecca Bond is based on a true story of a boy whose mom ran a hotel at the edge of a lake deep in the woods. Antonio made friends with the lumberjacks and woodmen who stayed in the hotel, and he loved playing in the woods and finding signs of the animals who lived there. He never saw them until one day, a forest fire races through the forest and the people and animals joined together to survive. The book was so different than I had seen up until that point, and still really. The book is dark, in that the illustrations look like they are in sepia and done in pen. They are roughly drawn, but still accurate. I love how the forest fire is illustrated. I can imagine being in the middle of it and how terrifying, but awe-inspiring it would be. Day 13 Gracie, The Public Garden Duck, Nimbus Publishing, https://nimbus.ca/. It always surprised me that my son loved Gracie. The Public Garden Duck by Judith Meyrick and Richard Rudnicki. For a picture book, the story is quite long, but it was often requested when my son was younger. Gracie has a fantastic life in Halifax Public Gardens. She swims in the ponds, naps in the bushes and eats sandwiches. She especially loves peanut butter and honey, from the park visitors. But one day, people stop feeding her and she gets creative to help them change their minds. That is until she figures out something even better. It's a cute story with a great lesson for humans to stop feeding the animals. Day 14 And What If I Won't? Owl Kids, www.owlkidsbooks.com. In this book by Maureen Fergus and illustrated by Chin Lang, a mother asks her son to clear his plate from the table. When the little boy asks what happens if he says no, the mother responds with a response of her own. The story goes back and forth, each adventure getting bigger. The book is fun, with a great lesson at the end. Day 15 All I Want for Christmas Is You, Raincoast Books, www.raincoast.com and Sourcebooks www.sourcebooks.com. This Might Be My New Favorite Christmas Book. Written by Rose Rostner and illustrated by Gail Yarrell, the book is full of puns, rhymes and adorable animals. While the little ones may not get it, the adults may think it's fun. Season's tweetings have just begun. Snuggles, joy, and holiday fun, chickens. Howl be home for Christmas, this you know is true. To hold you close, I just adore you, wolves. Day 16 Unicorn, and Horse, Raincoast Books, www.raincoast.com. Unicorn, and Horse, by David Miles and Holly Mangert makes me laugh. It's the writing, but it's also the illustrations. You can see the disgruntled look on Horse's face as Unicorn is prancing around making rainbows instead of what Horse is making, not rainbows. Everyone loves Unicorn. Horse does not, but deep down he knows he just wishes he was a unicorn. One day, two thieves steal Unicorn and it's up to Horse to save the day. There are some great lessons in this book as well. It's colorful and bright. What a fun book. Day 17 Merry Christmas, Squirrels, Puffin Canada, https://www.penguinrandomhouse.ca/imprints/nv/puffin-canada. My son always loved this book by Nancy Rose. Rose creates minisets, stuffs them with peanuts and waits patiently for her backyard squirrels to interact with the creations, snapping pictures and then writing the story. In this book, the squirrels are getting ready for Christmas, going sledding, building a gingerbread train and reading stories by the fire. There is so much to look at in my son and I enjoyed trying to figure out how Rose did it. Day 18 When Santa Was a Baby, Tundra Books, www.penguinrandomhouse.ca. When Santa was a baby, instead of a goo, goo, he let out a big ho, ho, ho. He wanted red PJs not blue, and he often would re-wrap his birthday presents and give them away to all the boys and girls. His parents encouraged his uniqueness, wondering what sort of person he would grow up to be. What a fun book by Linda Bailey and Genevieve Godbout. I love the illustrations as well, particularly the scene when little Santa stands in front of the fridge because it's too hot outside. He, of course, likes the cold. Day 19 Just One by Sam McBratney and Ivan Bates is another favorite. It, too, is a much longer picture book than normal, but the story is fun, and the illustrations are wonderful. In this book, Digger and Old Gray Squirrel are picking blackberries. When Old Gray leaves to get a container to put them in, he reminds Digger not to eat too many, just a few. One by one, Digger's other forest friends come by for a visit and a few berries. Day 20 Here Comes Santa Cat, Penguin Random House, www.penguinrandomhouse.ca. Cat is a bit worried. He is going to be Santa because he is afraid the real Santa isn't going to give him a present because he is 98% naughty, as seen on the pie chart he holds up, and he thinks there isn't time to change. But the narrative convinces him he can be nice. It won't be easy, but he can try and try he does. Santa Cat is so funny, both in words and illustrations. Cat doesn't talk, but his actions speak volumes. It's such a fun, but different Christmas read. Day 21 Nobody Likes a Goblin, Raincoast Books, www.raincoast.com and First Second, www.firstsecondbooks.com. I love this picture book. It's a great way to introduce fantasy and comics to kids. In this book by Ben Hatke, we meet Goblin, who no one likes, not the farmers, innkeepers or adventurers. But Goblin will do anything to save his friend and along the way, he meets more creatures who do like goblins. I love the illustrations in this book. I think they are amazing. Day 22 If Kids Rules the World, Kids Can Press, https://www.kidscanpress.com/. If kids rules the world, there would be trampolines on the sidewalk, tree forts with ladders and playing all the time, plus, if you want to grow up strong and healthy, you will have to eat cake. This is a fun book by Linda Bailey and illustrated by David Hike. It reminds me of Oh, What a Busy Day, Book 3, in how it encourages imagination both in words and pictures. Day 23 Stan Lee's Superhero Christmas, HarperCollins Canada, https://www.harpercollins.ca/. Sneaking into my older brother's comic book collection, I read a lot of the late Stan Lee's work. In this book, he brought his talent to children, creating a world where the kids save not only Santa, but their parents, too. This book has it all: superpowers, an evil ice king, Santa and kids who save the day. I love the illustrations by Tim Jessel. Day 24. I love all the books that I have featured here, but just like in a chocolate-filled advent calendar, I have saved the best for last. I received this book as a gift more than 5 years ago, and everything about it is beautiful. Despite that my son is now too old for picture books, I read this one every Christmas and recommend it highly. It's all about hope. Merry Christmas, Winter's Gift by Jane Monroe Donovan. It's Christmas Eve, but the old man doesn't feel like celebrating. His wife died earlier in the year, and the season makes him remember how it used to be, going out to cut down the tree and decorating it, putting the star, a symbol of hope, on last. This year, the old man doesn't have hope. Not far away, a mare is lost in the woods, separated from her herd. The snow is falling fast, wolves are close by, and she is frightened. Exhausted, she collapses. Inside, the old man hears something. He finds the mare, brings her into the barn, and ensures she is comfortable before falling asleep and waking up on Christmas morning to make a discovery. So beautiful. The story, the message, and the illustrations. Lisa Day is the author of two book blogs, Booktime, where she reviews a variety of books for a variety of readers and offers author Q&As, and followsummer.com. Follow her on Twitter at LisaMDayC, Instagram at LisaMDayC and at LisaMDayReads, and check out Booktime at https://booktime584.wordpress.com/ and on Facebook at https://www.facebook.com/booktime584/.